The second of these portraits is of Dick King. Dick King was a friend of our family when I was very small. And he had been born and raised in a part of Ireland in County Galway, a village called the Cladda, which at the time when he was born there was Irish-speaking. It is no longer. And when he was quite young, he moved to Dublin and spent a life there of hard work and poverty and toil and privation of one kind and another. When I was growing up, he was to me an extremely impressive man for many reasons, none of which I think I understood at the time, but some of which I think I may understand now. And they have to do mainly with the fact that he was an exile in his own country, with loss of language, loss of roots, and so on. But yet a person of immense innate dignity. This poem is the survival of two poems. I attempted to write a meditative, investigative, and analytical poem, and a simpler, more ballad-type poem celebrating the memory of Dick King. And they finally fused together into this poem, which you will hear, I'm sure, change gear in the middle. In your ghost, Dick King, in your phantom vowels, I read that death roves our memories, igniting love. Kind plague, low voice in a stubble throat, you haunt with the taint of age and of vanished good, fouling my thought with losses. Clearly now I remember rain on the cobbles, ripples in the Arden trough, and the horses' dipped faces under the fountain in James's Street, when I sheltered my 9 years against your buttons, and your own dread years were to come. And your voice in a pause of softness named the dead, hushed as though the city had died by fire, bemused, discovering a gate to enter temperate ghosthood by. And I squeezed your fingers till you found again my hand hidden in yours. I squeeze your fingers. Dick King was an upright man. 60 years he trod the dull stations underfoot. 15 he lies with God. By the salt seaboard he increased. By the salt seaboard he grew up, but left its rock and rain to bring a dying language east and dwell in Basin Lane. By the southern railway he increased. His second soul was born in the clangor of the iron sheds, the hush of the late horn. An invalid he took to wife. She prayed her life away. Her whisper filled the whitewashed yard until her dying day. And season in, season out, he made his wintry bed. He took the path to the turnstile, morning and night, till he was dead. He clasped his hands in a union ward to hear St. James's bell. I searched his eyes, though I was young, the last to wish him well.